This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network focused on your communication and leadership skills. And in part of the series that we're in right now, we're doing the scenario-based little communication learnings from some of my stories and experiences in the shop in particular. And this one's going to be kind of funny in a way. I once won a table topics, best table topic speech, the first one I ever did where I won the best table topics in my home Toastmasters club was when I told a portion of this story because there was kind of a funny point at the end. We'll see if you think it's as funny as the guys in the shop in my Toastmasters club thought. But here's the thing. In our episode today, we're talking about when you want to lose your mind. Let me ask you something. Have you ever had a client make you so angry that you completely lost your composure, raised your voice, yelled? Yeah, me too. Today, we're talking about what to do when a customer pushes you past your limit, because here's the thing. If you let them see you mad, you lose. Not the argument, not the sale. You lose trust. And once that's gone, nothing else matters in that relationship. So let me tell you a story. But before I do, we do have a word of the day today. And that word is forbearance. And I will define that word for you after we hear a word from our sponsors who make this show possible. Ready to reduce stress and start paying yourself and your team well? Achieve your goals with the Institute's personalized coaching. Visit weareintheinstitute.com/business-assessment. Your partner in technology, Autoflow is able to enhance your client interactions before, during, and after the visit from a single thread. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Your trusted companion, Shop Dog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call Shop Dog Marketing today or visit shopdogmarketing.com. Cover your communication need and revolutionize your auto repair business with AI-driven call analytics from Inbound. Explore more at callinbound.com. Are you passing along credit card fees to your customers? No one likes that. Express is the only 0% fee alternative to credit card surcharging. Visit myexpress.io. Okay, we are back. The word of the day today is forbearance. That is a noun, and it is defined like this. It means patient self-control, restraint, and tolerance, especially when provoked. All right, so here's the story. This is back in the early 2000s, all right? That's context matters, not just for the technology of the day, but also the fact that then I was a mid-20-year-old service advisor at the shop, happily married, young Christian man with a young son at home as well. And at this time in the shop history, there was a really little stressful little program that we were running. It was this 90 days same as cash program that was done through the facility. It was a nightmare. I hated this thing. Clunky paper forms, dial-up terminals, the whole thing ran on the phone line. I had manual input that I had to do, but we're trying to help people, right? Frustrating thing on this system is it seemed like everybody who would need 90 days same as cash back then would never qualify for the program. It was a lot more challenging back then versus some of the similar types of programs that exist now. So frustrating then, though. And that's key to this story, I feel like, as well. Now, we had a client come in as a lady with her kid, major transmission problem, couldn't afford it. Not the first time we ever heard this story, right? No problem. Let's try the financing system. So I spent an hour walking through this application. There's a lot to explain in the days, and I was not super well-versed in those things at the time. There's forms everywhere. I had to have other people on hold while I'm inputting everything into this terminal. I'm the only service advisor back in this day and time. So busy shop, one service advisor, and I had this complex process to have to deal with. I finally get that all done, get the form all complete. I input all of the things into the terminal, hit submit, and it processes. We wait a little while. Finally, the machine spits out the papers. Declined. Oh, so frustrating. And it's frustrating for the client, too. She wants to know why. I work with her. I've said, well, I don't know. They don't tell me, but let's call support. Let's see if there's a problem either with the way I submitted it or anything else. And let's see if we can get this figured out. She's trying to make a decision on the repair. She can't make a decision on the repair. We want to get this done, right? We call support. They say it's a credit score issue. That's all they can tell us. But they did say, hey, it is that we didn't do anything wrong. It was an issue with actual credit application. They didn't say a score issue per se, right? But the polite person on the phone did tell me that the lady's entitled to a free credit report so that she can review why this may have been the case. And they gave us the information on how that can be requested. And that was that for a moment. A day goes by. Lady comes back, tells me, they won't give me my credit report. Oh, why not? I inquire. They want my social security number. Okay, do you have that? I'm not comfortable giving my social security number. Okay, oh, I understand that. Don't know the people that you're talking to on the other side of the phone. I suggest maybe that they can verify her identity another way. She insists, I need you to get my credit report. Okay, so we call support again. And of course, obviously, they're not going to give me access to someone else's credit file. That would be insane. I explained this to her, not in those terms. I was really composed still at this point, and I wasn't giving her some of the emotion I'm portraying even in this moment. But I explained this to her, and I told her very calmly, you'll need to provide the information that proves your identity. In this case, it is your social security number. She sits there, defiant. She tells me, no, you need to get me my credit report. Now, context here again. I'm the only client service specialist on duty. Phones are ringing. The mechanical specialists are dropping keys left and right on the desk. I'd spent hours across multiple days trying to help this woman get to a point where we can get to the agreement on the repair. I genuinely felt sorry for her and her situation. And it goes back and forth further. And I'm not oblivious to the fact that basically her perception in this whole time is that I'm the one who helped with the application. Therefore, I am some agent of this credit agency and somehow tied to this and thus have the capability or the power to do this. Logic and facts were not connecting in this case. So it continued back and forth for a while as I'm trying to explain the system why I can't get a credit report for her, especially when she's refusing to cooperate with the piece of information they need to verify her identity. And finally, I explain, ma'am, I'm trying to help you. And she looks at me and says, no, you're not. Phone's ringing off the hook. Specialist dropping keys off. All the things I'm not doing, all of it all at once. It's just like, I lost it. I sat back in my chair. I stood up abruptly. My face changed. That had done it. I was done. And I yelled, not at her, but across towards the door so that my voice would echo through the shop loud enough. I yelled my dad's name, Ted, get up here. I'm done. And I was not laughing at that moment at all, but was very loudly yelling. And it was loud enough that my dad, who was at the back of the shop, heard me and came up thinking something horrible had happened or something else had happened. And the lady had just sat there in the office, still defiant, sitting there. And I said, he had had context of what I was working through with this lady enough. And he took it over. I went to another office. I handled other work, and that was it.
Looking to take your shop to the next level of quality service, team culture, and overall profitability? At the Institute, we provide personalized coaching that aligns with your goals of financial stability, excellent customer service, and employee satisfaction. Our priority is helping you establish significant and sustainable progress. We work with you to create strategies that reduce the stress of running your business, improve your quality and performance, and optimize your profitability. Experience the benefits of professional coaching by visiting weartheinstitute.com/business-assessment. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from Autoflow. Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen, clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using Autoflow. With Autoflow's automated text update, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your iTwitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit autoflow.com. Want to see your auto repair shop thrive? Are you looking to drive more customers to your auto repair shop? Let ShopDog Marketing be your guide. Our customer-first approach, combined with AI-driven creative content, ensures top rankings. Dominate mobile-first and voice search with our specialized expertise. Reach out to ShopDog Marketing today and start growing your business. Don't miss out on this chance to boost your business. Visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Every professional auto repair shop needs a trusted communication partner. At Inbound, our established VoIP platform is backed by years of industry experience, guarantees reliable connections, and is combined with cutting-edge AI-powered analytics. We deliver actionable insights that support your business growth. With Inbound, you get more than just calls. You get a smarter, more efficient operation. Get Inbound on your team today and see how we can transform your business. Visit callinbound.com. Credit card surcharging sounds effective, but is the single most damaging action to your shop in the last decade? If you're surcharging, you're tarnishing your reputation and losing customers as we speak. Express is the only 0% fee option to surcharging that your customers already know how to use. No tricks, no hidden fees, just a smarter way for auto shops to keep what's yours and do right by your customers. Book a free consultation with Express today by visiting myexpress.io and see how the most successful shops in the country are flipping the script on credit card processors.
Okay, full transparency there. With some grace, please, folks, I was still in my mid-20s. I had plenty more years still of losing my mind in the shop, I assure you. Got much better at that. But here's the aftermath. My dad did great. Actually, when you're the helper coming in after someone's lost their cool, it's a lot easier to stay super cool. That is a fair statement. But he did. He reconciled the situation just fine. There was no permanent damage. Though, she was shocked. She had seen me go from super compassionate, the Craig you guys all know and love, to really angry in about 2 seconds flat. Here's the detail that made this story a win in my Toastmasters award. This lady was a dancer for her career, very specifically an exotic dancer. And she had mentioned that early in the conversations. She was there with her son. Nice lady in all regards. Now, eventually a friend did help her pay her part of the bill and her portion that she paid on her own, $200 in singles. And this is the part that team that was with me in those years in the shop has never forgotten that story of Craig after counting all the singles and washing his hands at the sink like it was when I was still R&Ring transmissions. Yeah, very memorable moment. Why part of this story for me is never, ever going to be forgotten at all. But here's the lesson. Here's what I learned and why I am still learning this still at my age now of 42. Never let them see you mad. Because the moment that you do lose your cool, the issue becomes your anger, not their illogical behavior, not their unreasonable demands. It's your reaction that becomes the focus. And she was being completely irrational about refusing to give her own social security number, to get her own credit report. But the second I snapped, the story became that service advisor got angry at me instead of I refused to cooperate with a reasonable process. I lost trust. She now had the moral high ground. I felt terrible about it, for years. And still, yeah, it just wasn't the right move. So let's talk about how to not do what I did. Hopefully we're catching some of you advisors in your youth still where this is more of a risk. I'm imagining many of you like, oh yeah, no, I totally would have lost my cool. Or some of you guys still today, like I lost my cool last week. Lesson one is know your warning signs. For me, it was the repetition. We'd gone in circles multiple times. The phones were ringing. The interruptions were piling up. I was physically tense. What are your signals, right? Do you start clenching your jaw? Does your breathing change? Do you notice yourself thinking, this is ridiculous? This is ridiculous over and over. This is insane. Learn your own warning system, because once you know the signs, you can act before you do snap. All of us have a threshold, and I think it's right and proper to admit this. Hopefully some of you have a longer fuse than I did. Lesson two is tag out before you lose it, not after or while you're losing it. I eventually called for my dad, the boss man at that time, right? But I did it after I'd already lost my composure. And what if I'd said it 10 minutes earlier? Ma'am, I've done everything I know how to do. Let me get our business owner, my dad, to come up here and see if he has other options. It would have been a good move. That's not weakness. That's smart. Tag someone else in. Take a break. Say what you need to. Check on something else in the service bay. Do whatever it takes to create space before you say something or yell something you will regret. I think this is also worth noting. I really believe that adding another person into this a stage like this is very critical, no matter your position in the shop. Even just getting another person to come and validate it, even if it's a subordinate or another staffer or employee, doesn't matter. Another person to validate what you're saying is really key, or encouraging them to ask a friend to come and ask if what I'm saying makes sense. Some way to preserve their dignity and agency in this with another person, preferably one they also trust. But here, lesson three is actually this. Recognize when logic will not work. We kind of touched on this a little bit in our previous episode. We're talking about documentation. Illogical scenarios happen and documenting it really matters. But in this particular case, this lady was not being logical. I kept trying to explain the system, the rules, the policies, hiding behind policy, all right? That's never a great customer service strategy, but it wasn't hiding. It was just really a system. There was no way. It was actually impossible. But here's the reality. She was either scared or embarrassed or frustrated. I don't know, but it was an emotional problem, not a logical one, not really. And when you realize you're having the same conversation for the third time and facts aren't landing, stop. That's your sign that logic isn't going to fix this. You need a different approach or a different person. And lesson four, what to actually say when you're at the edge. I think this is some language that might save you, would have potentially saved me if I still had a clear head. I want to help you, but I think we've hit the limit of what I can do. Let me bring in someone else who might have more options. Or I can tell we're both frustrated. Let me step away for a minute and come back with fresh eyes. Right? Something like that. Or even, I need to be honest, I don't think I'm the right person to help you with this. Let me find someone who can. You're not admitting defeat. You're being professional by saying that. It's okay. It's okay. So that's really it, right? The word of the day, forbearance, this all comes down to that word. That's the word for the day for a reason. Patient, self-controlled when you're being provoked. Might not be intentional provocation. Maybe an unintentional provocation like this. That woman did, however, provoke me. She was illogical, demanding. And after I'd spent hours trying to help her, she accused me of not trying. Ah, right. But forbearance would have meant recognizing those warning signs and tagging out before I lost my cool. Forbearance isn't weakness. It's not letting someone walk all over you. It's the strength to maintain composure when every instinct says to react. It's what separates professionals from people who just happen to work in this industry. So why does this all matter? Clients remember how you made them feel more than what you said. If they walk out thinking that service advisor lost his temper, they'll tell everyone. That's the story, not the transmission, not the financing, your reaction. I didn't feel good then. It doesn't feel good now. Regret is very real. You need to prevent that from happening. And when you tag out, when you walk away before the snap, you protect the relationship, you protect the facility's reputation, and honestly, you protect your own peace of mind. So here's the recap. Knowing your warning signs, tag out before you lose it. Recognize when you're in an emotional conversation, not a logical one, and have some language ready for when you're at edge. Never let them see you mad, folks. Never let them see you mad. Because once they do, you lose trust and the issue becomes your anger, not their behavior. And this may help in our next episode, where we'll discuss what to do when a competitor talks trash about you or lowballs your price. Infuriating, isn't it? Ah, I know. I've lived it with you, folks. I have. not just here talking about talking without the context. But hey, if you have some context to add or something to add at all, or something you're curious about, something you want to talk about, email me here at the show, speakup@craigoneill.net. That's O-N-E-I-L-L.net. We appreciate hearing from you on anything that helps, or your suggestions on topics you'd like to hear us discuss on the show that will help you on your communication journey. Please also remember to listen up on the new app for the other shows on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network, Remarkable Results Radio with Carm Capriato, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker in our beloved industry. Thank you to our loyal listeners for joining us. Now get out there, listen up, speak up, keep calm.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Check the show notes for Craig's YouTube channel and email. Let him know what topics you'd like him to speak up about. Yeah.